All right? We need to be faithful and do the work that the Lord has called us to do. Now, a couple more minutes and I'll be done, all right? I don't know what you're doing on January 20th, but I'm going to tell you what I'm going to be doing, all right? I'm going to be someplace in D.C., probably just trying to get a breath of air, all right? They're expecting 3.5 to 5 million people to watch the inauguration of our new president, all right? It's going to be an incredible opportunity. The biggest crowd that I've seen on the National Mall is about 1.1 million, all right? Now we're talking 3 to 5 times that, all right? It's going to be an incredible opportunity to go out and to tell his story, all right? If you want to be a part of it, let me know, all right? I need everybody, all right? If you just want to stay here in Queenstown and avoid the crowd, you know what? You could be praying for us, all right? We're in the process. We're going to print about 50,000 gospel tracts, and we're going to have people all over the place trying to do the work, all right? We'll be passing out. I wrote a new gospel tract for this event specifically. It deals with President Obama, and so it should be something to attract people's attention. Some of the tracts that we use, Who Needs Politics? That's a nice one. And this is one of my favorites, What the Hell? All right? You know. So we go out to the streets. Hey, in Daniel chapter 12, Daniel says some will be raised to eternal life, others will be raised to eternal contempt. Heaven, hell. It's biblical, all right? I could say it here in church, all right? It's true, all right? So, you know, we go out to the streets, we pass out gospel tracts, hoping to engage people about who Jesus is, all right? Yeah. Does everybody here receive my newsletter? Okay. If you don't receive my newsletter, why not? All right? It's free, okay? And what I really would like you to do, if you don't want to join me on the streets of D.C. or whatever, that's fine. At least you, when you receive our newsletter, you could be praying for us. You could be praying for that outreach on the National Mall. Let me give you a couple names of two people who you could be praying for. One, the man's name is Mark, all right? Mark is 75 years old. I've been talking to Mark for almost 5 years. You know, we get together, we have these intense conversations about Jesus. He knows the Bible better than most Christians, all right? He's afraid of death. That's why he still engages me about the biblical message. But guess what? He doesn't believe, all right? He thinks it's all nonsense. I would ask you to pray for Mark's salvation. The second person I'm going to ask you to pray for, his name is Roy. Roy is 86 years old. He's an incredible man. He had a stroke, I believe. To watch this guy walk, okay, half of his body is paralyzed, but he continues to walk. Not only does he continue to walk, he continues to drive. Okay, it's pretty scary. Every time I see this, all right, this guy has a zest for life that I just haven't seen. There's only one thing wrong with Roy. He doesn't know Jesus. And we've been meeting for a couple of years, and I would ask you to pray for Roy's salvation as well. All right, on my table back there, I have some free stuff and not-so-free stuff. One thing that I would like you to pick up is this free item. It's called On Witnessing the Jews. This is really good, all right? Again, you need to start reading. You need to start studying. You need to tie the story together. You need to see how the Old Testament and the New Testament, how they fit together as one story, one book, right? Everybody should have received a card like this. If you didn't, we'll get you one. If you want to receive my newsletter, all you have to do is fill this card out, and I will send it to you, all right? Now, just bear with me, all right? This past spring, I was in Israel, and Jews for Jesus, we have started a project in Israel called Behold Your God, Israel. We divided the land of Israel into 12 regions, and we, Lord willing, will do two outreaches every year in the land of Israel. Okay? Two of them have already occurred. I was on the first one. We spent 4 weeks in Tel Aviv proclaiming the gospel of Jesus on the streets. I have an 8-minute DVD. It's worthwhile seeing, all right? Don't worry about the football game. They're going to lose anyway, okay? Okay, stick around. You know, if you're interested in Israel, this would be just a brief idea as to what we did there. You'll find this encouraging. And then there's a couple more facts I want to share with you after you watch this. Then I'll be done.
Adonai Elohe Israel Ad Olam Amen V'Amen
מה עולה לך בראש כשאת שומעת מילה ישוע?
ישוע יש לי אחד רופא ישוע
ישוע זה אחד הנביאים, לא? אני לא יודע
לא ידוע לך ישוע
ישוע
אחד הרוצחים הגדולים ביותר בהיסטוריה
Ad Olam Amen V'Amen Blessed is the God of Israel From this time forth and forevermore Blessed is the God of Israel From this time forth and forevermore The Lord is commanding His grace to me every day And in the night His song will be A prayer to the God of my life The Lord is commanding His grace to me every day And in the night His song with me A prayer to the God of my life And I will say to the God my rock oh why Lord You have forgotten me. Why go I mourning under the oppression of your enemy? And I will say to the God my rock, oh, why, Lord.
Ever heard of Yeshua?
Yes.
What is your opinion? Who do you think he is?
Like Nasrallah, like Arafat. He wanted to kill all of us.
Yeshua wanted to?
Yes.
Have you ever read the Brit HaHadasha?
No.
The Brit HaHadasha talks about how Yeshua fulfilled all the prophecies in the Tanakh about Mashiach.
He thinks that he is the Mashiach, but he's not.
Yeshua's message was one of love and peace, and it was of speaking of God.
So, we have a lack of love and peace today?
We can it by believing in Yeshua.
What?
In our heart, we can have a life of peace and joy inside. If in the world around us, we can, if tomorrow we took away every single weapon ever, people would still find a way to argue and to fight or to kill. And so that's what shows us how much we need Mashiach, how much we need God's salvation.
We need Mashiach of the Jewish, of Israel, not Yeshua.
And Yeshua was Jewish.
Don't do it, sir, okay? We don't like it. Jewish people don't like what you do. Don't do it here. I ask you nicely, don't do it here.
There's one country in Israel. You want in Yeshua, Shmeshu, Notrim. Or not, finish Yehud. They call Sipurim. Asur. You love Israel? They tahzeben, dirty, because this notrim, those they no Yehudim, they in dirty tahzeben. Lama yesh country, one country in Israel here.
Yes.
Atem in Yeshu notrim, baba baba sipurim. They call bablat. They no Yehudim. They no come. They notrim.
I only understand
this notrim, this Yeshu, Yeshua. Before in Yeshu, Yeshua, who hlit. out, no truth, the truth. Tomorrow, מחר יקום עוד אחד, יקים עוד. בסוף, in Israel, in Yehud, finish. אתם גורמים finish in Israel. אתם שעושים את זה in not good, not good, not good, not good.
Have you ever read the Brit HaHadashah?
Huh?
Have you ever read the Brit HaHadashah?
אני מכיר הכל, אני דתי, אני יודע הכל.
אתה יכול לצבא איתה,
לך, תלך מכאן, חבל על הזמן.
אתה מביא לה?
אתה לא מתבייש?
יש!
אתה לא מתבייש למי אתה מכיר? אתה מתבייש! תסתלק מארץ ישראל,
מבחינת היהודים כאן, תסתלק מכאן!
עינת ברזילאי, עורכת מדור יהדות באנרג'י, כותבת אגב לשריפת ספרי הברית החדשה באור יהודה את הדברים הבאים. ממתי יהודים שורפים מילים ואותיות? ממתי יהודים מפחדים מכפירה? הם מתווכחים איתם, מתכסחים, כותבי תילי תילים של פרשנות, עד שהם מעלים עשן, אבל לא אש.
שלום גל.
שלום שלום. יכאיב לך המעשה שעשה סגן ראש עיריית אור יהודה?
כן, האמת שיכאיב לי מאוד, ויש לזה שני צדדים לסיפור הזה. אני קמה בבוקר, בתוקף תפקידי כעורכת ערוץ יהדות, רואה כתבה גדולה של אבישי בן חיים במעריב על אותה שריפה. כמובן שאני מיד מחליטה להתעסק בסוגיה הזאת, ומנסה בשלב הראשון למצוא אחד מבין אלפי הרבנים, מאות הרבנים בארץ, שיגנה את המעשה. אני מחפשת בין כל הרבנים של הציונות הדתית, מקיר לקיר, מהמתונים ועד הקיצוניים שבהם, ואיש לא מוכן לגנות בפה מלא את
שתיקת השפנפנים.
אני לא יודעת אם שפנפנים, ניסיתי לבדוק את זה לעומק, לראות מה עומד מאחורי הדברים, וראיתי שזה לא...
חשש עוד שמיכה במעשה.
זהו, יש איזשהו עניין של המיסיון מציף בזמן האחרון את המדינה, זאת אומרת, מי שמסתובב בתל אביב רואה המון נציגים של יהודים למען ישו, שמסתובבים ומחלקים פליירים, ישו זה שלום, ישו זה כאן, ישו זה טוב, ישו זה זה. עכשיו, יש באמת פעילות אקטיבית הולכת וגוברת של המיסיון.
רוח הוא רוח הנולד, מן הבשר ובשר והנולד, מן הרוח.
ארגון של מאמינים משיחיים, נקרא יהודים למען ישוע, יוצא בקמפיין אגרסיבי לכיפוש דעת הקהל בישראל, קורא ליהודים לצרף לנצרות. אולי ראיתם את זה בשלטי חוצות, ישו שווה ישוע, ישוע שווה ישועה, בעיתונים, בטלוויזיות חוצות, בפמפלטים בתיבות הדואר. אנחנו אומרים בוקר טוב לדן סרד, אהלן אהלן.
בוקר טוב.
מנכ"ל עמותת יהודים למען ישוע, והרב רפי פוירשטיין, יושב ראש רבני צוהר, שולם עליך.
שלום עליכם.
שלום עליכם.
נפתח ב... אתם קוראים ליהודים לעזוב את יהדותם ולהצטרף לנצרות, או לשנות את דעתם לגבי הדמות ההיסטורית ישו בן יוסף?
לא מדובר כאן בהמרת דת. מדובר כאן בהבנה שישוע... זה שמכונה ישו, שמו האמיתי הוא ישוע, שהוא המשיח של ישראל, שהוא בא, כמו שהנביא ישעיהו ניבא, הוא בא ומת עבור חטאינו, הוא קם מן המתים ביום השלישי, ורק על ידי אמונה בו אפשר לקבל שלום עם אלוהים וסליחת חטאים.
You know, one thing from that outreach, there's two outreaches in Israel. From the one in this past spring, we didn't have any money for media, all right? The campaign started. There was a man, he was either in Norway or Finland, someplace up in that part of the world. He heard about what we were doing. He wrote us a check for like 50 grand. There was a man in the Midwest, in the Midwestern states. He heard about what we were doing. He wrote us a check for like 29 grand. All right? So the campaign in Israel started. We had no money for media. All right? It was incredible how God, all right, used this man up in Finland or Norway, wherever he was, and this man in the Midwest. He lowered down the money. All right? With those funds, we were able to purchase 3 full-page ads in Israeli newspapers, all right? Never before had they accepted ads from us. You know, we had money, but they would never accept our stuff. This time, they did. Those ads went up and down the state of Israel, all right? You saw one of the things that they were talking about. They were burning New Testaments, okay, in this one religious community. They thought that we were the reason for that, all right? But here's the deal. Between the two campaigns, there's been almost 5,000 unsaved Jewish people who have said, here's my phone number, here's my address, here's an email address. I want to know more about Yeshua. I want to know more about Jesus. Give me a call. Send me an email. Come visit me. Let's have a cup of coffee and talk about this. Come interact with me. It's pretty exciting. All right? That's the good side. The bad side, there's about 10 missionaries that we have in Israel. So if you can just imagine, all right, 10 people who need to be interacting with these 5,000 unsaved Jewish people. God is faithful. He is going to do exactly what he promised. Whether we think about the days of Hanukkah, when the temple was sacked by Antiochus, we will see God's faithfulness. We see God's faithfulness with Judah, Maccabee, and those troops. We see God being faithful to us in our time and in our generation. All he says is, do you trust me? Do you believe me? And if you say yes, then may your life reflect that belief and watch what he will do with you, in you, and through you. Let's pray. Father God, we come before you in the name of Yeshua, the name of Jesus, and we just want to say thanks. Thank you, Master, for this day. Thank you for the privilege that we have to gather together as a group and to worship you corporately and to hear just of the few things that you are doing and what you did in the past. Lord, I want to lift up my brothers and my sisters to you, and I pray for them. I pray, Master, that you will fill them again with your Holy Spirit. I pray, Master, that you will help them to serve you well. May they choose to be obedient despite the cost, despite the consequence. I pray, Master, that you will strengthen them, their bodies, their minds, and their spirit to keep their eyes on you and to walk obediently. Lord, I pray that you would be pleased to use each one of them in the world in which you have placed them, in their homes, at school, at work, wherever they go. We pray that the light of Jesus would shine in them and through them. And we pray, Master, that the revival that we long for would start. And may it start right here in Queenstown. Lord, we give you praise. We thank you for your incredible promises. May you be honored and glorified by us, your servants. And it's in your name, Jesus, that we pray. And all of God's kids said,
Amen.
Amen.